ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we are joined by Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. And this is TD's time of year to shine. Well, actually, every time of year is TD's time of year to shine. But we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome him into the program. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning, man. I'm doing well. And like you said, you can grind to shine. So let's do it.
Let's do it. So, TD, we are right around the corner from free agency with the legal tampering period opening on Monday. Then next Wednesday, free agency kicks off. So I guess just for starters, number one, how active do you expect the Titans to be, and what do you make of this year's crop of free agents?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've said multiple times they're going to be selective, and so that means like, if they have a guy and he's their target and they miss, they're not going to just quickly move to the next one and overspend on that guy. So I think it's going to be a matter of adding some low-cost free agents. They may one or two, apparently, per Cam Wolf. They're in on Javon Holland. I don't know about spending that much on the safety, but we'll see what happens. So I think it's going to be just one of those types of periods where it's different from last year because they don't have to spend the money as much as last year. They have somewhat of a foundation built.
So if there's one guy, because obviously we've talked previously, we were in agreement, you know, Trey Smith was a guy who would have been worth pursuing. I think the Chiefs, if anybody had doubts on that, you know, I think look at what the Chiefs have done. You know, I mean, that would have been, to me, a very good signing. If there's one guy in this period at any position that you would be like, boom, that's a slam dunk, who would it be?
You know, there aren't any real high-end guys that I feel would just be an automatic, hey, you got to go get them. But Morgan Moses, to me, and I know that's not exciting to Titans fans, but it should be because that will help shore up that right side of the offensive line. Morgan Moses, that right tackle, it seems like that's going to be a target that they're going to go after. And, you know, Stillman and I, we've been the last two free agency cycles, you know, we've been kind of saying, hey, not kind of, we've been literally saying, hey, go get him, go get him, go get him. I know he's older, but I think I'm pretty sure that's a guy they're going to have some interest in, that right tackle.
So, TD, even prior to you pointing this out on Twitter yesterday that I saw, we've talked about this kind of heading into the offseason, but for NWI, it's going to be really fascinating to see what he gets as free agency opens up. And you brought up, you know, the Tutu Atwell contract yesterday. How do you view NWI, where things stand with him, and the interest level that you think he might get out there in free agency?
Yeah, I think he is going to get interest. Now, I will say Tutu Atwell, you're talking about like a speed demon. You know, he's a guy that brings that speed, and everybody desires speed. But guess what? Everybody desires guys that can score touchdowns. And we saw what NWI could do last year with those 9 touchdowns. And then the versatility that he brings, he could play all 3 receiver positions and double as an arrow guy, you know, a gunner as well. So you have those. I think he's going to get some interest. I know the Titans, you know, that $8 to $10 million range, they'll go ahead and pass. I'm curious if he'll get that. I mean, you look at Atwell getting the $10 million. I mean, I would think that NWI would be able to get something, you know, along those lines. But he said that he wanted to stay. I talked to him at Locker Cleanout, and he really said and expressed, you know, his desire to stay here. He talked about how, you know, he got married here. He grew up as a man here. His pretty much circle is here. He talked about, you know, he has a family here. You know, he just had a child last year. So there's a lot going on for him here in Nashville. And we all know, you know, we moved here from other places and we fell in love with the city, and he's no different. So we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't be surprised if he moves on.
See, that's the thing. It's, you know, Stilley was talking earlier about the Titans tax, which I get. I mean, if you're as bad as the Titans have been, that's true. But I actually do think that people, they sometimes win battles because of Nashville. But on the Sam Darnold front, TD, how do you view the Sam Darnold situation in terms of, like, do you feel like, first of all, I think your opinion of him, like, I have a higher opinion of him than you do. I think your opinion of him is more in line with what the league apparently thinks of him. because the market apparently is just not as robust as I know I thought it would be for him. But what's your view on him, how it will turn out? Do you feel like the Vikings ultimately end up back with him through all this? Like, where do you think this goes?
There's a chance, but I know during the year last year, and this was before the debacle against the Lions and before the Rams loss, I know, you know, from talking to Kevin Seifert, he said that they were pretty much all in on J.J. McCarthy the following season, which is what we're going to be in as of Wednesday, right? The 2025 league year starts. So I look at it this way. Look, Darnold is solid. I think he's a solid quarterback. I think he could help you win. But I don't see you winning because of him. And you win because of guys that you pay $45 to $55 million. And when I look at the whole big picture, just like I explained to Jarrett yesterday, and this is the way the Titans are looking at it, right? You have, you know, a $45 million, $50 million quarterback, right? And that's somebody that if you have him, you got to give up opportunities to sign, you know, two or three players. You know, it could be a Justin Reed at safety, a Nick Bolton at linebacker, whatever, something along those lines, right? And if you sign a guy at $30 million, are able to add those players, are you better than if you sign Darnold at 45 to 50 and can't add the players? And that's really the question you have to ask yourself. And I don't believe, I'm pretty sure actually, that the Titans are on the first where he's not the guy that they could go ahead and sacrifice being able to add two or three, you know, foundational type of players and still win. So that's kind of the way they're looking at it. $30 million, from what I understand, is like where they would go, you know, like a shorter to mid-term type of deal, you know, 2-3 years. I think the league is still not sure about Darnold. And I'll tell you this, the Vikings themselves are not sure about Darnold. You know why? If they were sure, they would have tagged him. He put the numbers up in their scheme, and they're not making the all-out effort to retain him. I think that says a lot.
So you would, and I totally hear that. I also, like, to me, if I had a chance at Darnold at like 30, I mean, like, we also could be talking about Levis and Mac Jones. Like, I don't see how any Titans fan could, or whatever, right? Like, if they don't draft someone and they don't go after Darnold, like, all of a sudden it gets pretty slim, right? Like, would you do Darnold at 30?
For like 2 years. Yeah, I would do that. And then just kind of tuck it away and keep the quarterback position in mind, like do some strong homework, on that Marcel Reese class and say, okay, look, man, you know, we're going to look to go all out on this group in 2 years. I don't know that Darnold is a long-term fix. And it's so crazy because the ties, the similarities for Mike Borgonzi. I mean, he was with the Chiefs assistant GM. They had the number one pick. The quarterback class, the top of it, was Geno Smith and E.J. Manuel. And now, you know, I'm not saying these guys are the same quarterback, but they're being, you know, looked at as like the same level of prospect, you know, in Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, right? And then you had a 27-year-old former top three pick in Alex Smith that they were able to obtain, and they knew their plan, and Alex Smith was cool about it as far as like, hey, look, you know I got 2-3 years, and then I'm probably going to have to train my replacement, and he did it. And Mike Borgonzi told me that it takes a special kind of guy to do that. So if they go to 2-3 year plan, it's like, okay, do you believe that Darnold, who's also 27, who's also a former top pick, and a guy who, you know, turned his career around, do you feel that he's the same type of person, type of leader, type of teammate as Alex Smith is? And that's really going to be the question. And if that is the case, then yeah, I would rock out for 2-3 years, $30 million, let's have it, and then just go ahead and figure out what you're going to do in the future.
TD, last thing for you here. You know, it's always interesting this time of year because, you know, this time last year, TD, the conversation coming out of the combine was, man, is Drake May going to fall? Like, is Drake May's stock falling? And then he goes third overall, and we knows what's happened since then. You got all the Shedeur stuff this week of, you know, like, McShay putting it out there that he's heard from people that, like, Shedeur didn't seem all that interested in the interviews and stuff like that. Like, what do you make of, like, if you're a Titans fan listening to all this, what's real, what's not real this time of year, and how you kind of read in between the lines of all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, if I was Shador, I'd change my last name to Smith or Johnson or something, because you know, that poor guy, being a Sanders, is like a curse in the NFL media world. Whoever that team is that Tal Machey is referencing, like, how do we know that's not a team with the 17th overall pick? And Shador's like, yo, why the hell am I in here? Like, I'm going top 10. Like, why am I in here? How do we know that's not the case? But all I do know is that there are clips floating around out there where you look at the one, I forget, I think it was NBC set he was on. You know, it was supposed to be like a quick 3-4 minute. They had him for 10 minutes when he was done, and it was no problem staying at the 8 to 7 extra minutes. He got up and he shook everybody's hand on the set, including the producers. And then I watched him go from set to set, serious to, you know, NFL and to, you know, some of the other ones. And he was real cool about it, shook everybody's hands, you know, gave a couple of people hugs, and then even took interviews walking in between, which the prospects are not commanded to do. It's their choice. And then he stopped at the end, and he did one with Josina Anderson. And before he ducked away, a young lady named Karita Parks from Baltimore, who covers the Ravens, she had a couple questions, and he stayed and did that. I say all that to say, if he's going to show that much interest in all of them, including someone who's not a major outlet, I for sure believe that he is going to show interest in an NFL team report. So, I mean, a lot of these random things that you get, it's anonymous. And I think if you're going to say something damning like that about a prospect, you need to put your name on it. That's just my opinion. But it is what it is, and that's what happens this season.
TD, it's going to be fun next week. NFL free agency, always fun. Looking forward to having you on and talking about it throughout the week next week here on our station. And enjoy the weekend, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Buckle up, because, it looks like it's going to be interesting.
Yes, it does. Terod Davenport, our guest, joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll react to what TD had to say. We've got weekend winners coming up at 8:30, all that ahead. Robbie and Rexro, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.